Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Executive Director of the Pella Community Food Shelf, Melissa Zula, joins us on today's program to provide an update ahead of one of their busiest months of the year. Well, Melissa, the busiest month for the Pella Food Shelf is coming up in August, and we'll start there. First of all, you're just about a year into your new space. What are the programs coming up in August that have a lot of need heading into the school year?
Yeah, it's amazing to think that we're already a year since our move over to the Well building, but it is going very well for us, and we really like our new space, our enlarged location. It's hopefully helping us to serve a little bit more efficiently and a little better for the folks that we work with.
So when you're looking at the things that you typically give out this time of year, obviously there's a need for donations, but why is it so busy in the month of August?
Yeah, isn't that funny that August tends to be our busiest month of the year? You know, a lot of kids are getting ready to head back to school. It's always a bit of a taxing time here for families. So we do see a significant hike in the amount of people that we serve. So this is a great time for folks to just remember to continue to donate to all your local food shelves, non-perishable goods for those families.
And what are the items that are most requested this time of year?
So the things that we're always in need of are just cereal and pasta sauce and noodles and applesauce, toilet paper, tuna, any of those goods that you can find in your pantry, your neighbor next door could sure use as well. The other thing that we work on, another program that we work on in the month of August, is we hand out school supplies to all of our families that are registered. So if you're a family here in the Pella Community School District and your kids are in need of some supplies, please stop on in and see us. We'd be happy to serve you. And yeah, so that's always a very significant program for us.
You mentioned the donations. One of the things I've noticed with your social media postings lately is that you're encouraging people when they go to the grocery store to buy a little bit extra, take advantage of some of the deals. And I know that that sounds like marketing, but really that's a way that other people could donate, is putting a few extra items in their cart.
Yeah, it's really been fun to see what folks have been bringing in. You know, Hy-Vee does such a great job of always putting out their deals every week. And so we kind of like to tag on to that and post it on our Facebook page, so please like us so that you can see what we are always in need of. But we tend to try and match what we need to what happens to be on sale here locally, and we just sure hope that folks will just throw a few extra things in your cart when you're out shopping and earn some extra fuel saver at the same time.
Well, and you mentioned the Pella Hy-Vee. Recently, we had a big drop-off with the Pella Hy-Vee for our Golf Classic, a big box of food and other essentials that came to your store. What's that partnership been like over the years with KNIA, KRLS, and Hy-Vee through the food drive that we've now extended into the summer?
You know, isn't it fun when you can combine all kinds of great elements into one, such as, you know, golf and donating and working with local groups all in one? It has been a wonderful partnership. We have many wonderful partnerships throughout the community, but KNIA and Hy-Vee have certainly played into just being really significant for us and getting our word out and just reminding folks that, you know, even though we've been here for 35 years, it's been interesting. We still come upon people who don't know that we're here, and we want to continue to serve as best we can, not only here in Pella, but also in Marion County, and we can't do that alone.
Well, and you mentioned how people can find out. What is the best way to, A, get the food or the items that they need? And when are you guys open? And what are the other best ways, I guess? Overall, what's the best way to get a hold of the food shelf to get what they need?
You bet. Well, the best way to get a hold of us, if you want to talk directly to us and it's not a Tuesday, call 780-1779. We'd be happy to chat with you about how to become a client of the food shelf. But the best way to drop off food is to just bring it over to our location inside of the Well building, which is over next to Tyson's and Hy-Vee. But you can drop that off anytime between 9 and 4, pretty much Monday through Saturday. And we actually serve on Tuesdays only from 8 to 9 in the morning and 6:30 to 8 in the evening. We are happy to serve.
When you talk about the people you serve, many people don't realize there is a hunger need in Marion County. How many people are you serving typically? And of course, you can always handle more.
You bet. We are serving approximately 400 families per month. So a little more, about 1,300 individuals. We also have a mobile food pantry that is serving out in Marion County, and that's serving an additional 150 families. So we're doing great work. We're trying to get the food to where it can best be utilized right here in our community and in our county. And we're just so blessed to be able to work with these families.
Once again, that was Executive Director of the Pella Food Shelf, Melissa Zula. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.